The Bush administration says it remains committed to its longstanding policy that Israel must freeze all settlement activity in the occupied territories. But there is evidence that the policy has changed. The New York Times on Saturday quoted an unnamed administration official as saying that Washington has decided to go along with Israel's expansion of existing settlements, and today the State Department declined to contradict that report. NPR's Vicky O'Hara reports.
Israel has committed itself since 2001 to a freeze on settlement activity in the occupied territories. But Israel and the United States always had different definitions of what that meant. Washington said a freeze meant no expansion of existing settlements. Israel said otherwise. Now Washington seems to have accepted, without a murmur of protest, Israeli announcements that it will build some 1,500 new housing units in West Bank settlements. At the State Department today, reporters asked spokesman Adam Arely to explain what U.S. policy is on this issue.
I think the position was best articulated by the president when he made it clear in his speech on June 21, 2002, that consistent with the recommendations of the Mitchell Committee, Israeli settlement activity in the occupied territories must stop.
But when reporters asked if the United States opposes Israel's plans to build the new housing units, Arely declined to comment. He said only that the U.S. is having technical discussions with the government of Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon to clarify Israel's intentions. That provoked more questions from reporters.
You said that there are technical talks underway in part to clarify Israel's intentions. Well, there are bulldozers out there. Aren't the intentions fairly clear?
I don't know what bulldozers you're referring to, but let me put it this way. I would put the emphasis on we need to make progress towards a freeze on settlement activity.
Another reporter asked Arely point blank if the New York Times was accurate in reporting that U.S. policy had changed. The State Department spokesman declined to answer yes or no. Edward Abington, who represents the Palestinian Authority in Washington, says that the administration's policy on the settlement issue did not change in the past week, but earlier, with Prime Minister Sharon's visit to the White House in April.
President Bush gave a written assurance to Prime Minister Sharon that the U.S. recognized the changed demographic reality in the West Bank and, in essence, told Sharon the U.S. supports Israeli retention of settlement blocks. And the Bush administration, in order to be consistent with its stated position, basically has stopped objecting to construction of new housing in those major settlement blocks.
President Bush insists that he is committed to the vision of a Palestinian state living in peace with Israel. But Abington says it's too late for that, given Israel's expansion in the West Bank.
It's just not possible, I think, anymore to have a viable Palestinian state. And I think that's a reality that the world has to recognize.
For Israel's part, officials say they have made it clear to the Bush administration since 2001 that Israel would never give up the right to expand existing settlements, and the administration, they say, seemed to accept that. Vicky O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.